Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Did you know that Jesus was paying us a huge compliment just now when he said, "You are the salt of the earth"? But what do you really know about salt and its history? Did you know that salt was one of the first commodities to be traded? That the city of Rome was founded where it is because of its close proximity to the salt works of the day. That the first great Roman road was the Via Salaria, the way of salt. That Roman soldiers were sometimes paid with salt. That a commander might tell a soldier he was worth his salt. That Romans salted their greens. And from that we get the word salad, from the Latin sal. And that humans cannot live without salt in their bodies. So at the time of Jesus Christ, salt was valuable, an essential ingredient for the living of life itself. Today, we are the valuable living ingredient in the mystery of Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. We are called to be an ingredient that transforms when we touch with God's love. God's peace, God's desire for our wholeness, holiness, and healing. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. This is a challenging metaphor from Jesus. Be salt and don't lose your saltiness. Maintain the essence of who you are and share it. So think about this. You have a unique, God-given saltiness, but it is more than your personality and characteristics. It is your core, the life force within you that activates your body, mind, heart, intellect, and free will. Your essence is your soul. Your spirit, loved into life by God. Therefore, the essence of who you are is precious and priceless. Yes, you are the salt of the earth, and you affect others, whether you realize it or not. And you are the light of the world. You have an energy, a vibration. Light emanates from you through your eyes, your presence, or it does not. Given how precious and priceless you are, how often do you give thought for the care of your soul, the spirit of who you are? How do you reboot, recharge, realign, recenter when you feel overwhelmed, overextended, sick, in pain, tired, maybe even bored, without an excitement or vision for the future? How do you fan the flame of the light you have received? And why are these light and salt metaphors in the gospel today? The answer is a necessity for Jesus. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world to be his agents, his messengers, his ingredients for transforming the world. We are meant to make a difference. Yet salt makes little difference just sitting in a salt shaker, in a cupboard, on the table, or on a shelf. What difference does it make sitting there? But salt makes a difference when it is cooked into food. When salt is sprinkled on food, it transforms the food. A great chef once said that for him, one of the best foods in the world was French fries. He said salt on the fried starch of the potato enhances the potato taste. But he said it becomes delightfully perfect when you dip the salty French fry into sweet ketchup. One of my favorites, French fries and ketchup. But back to being a Christian. Christians sitting alone in the comfort of their homes are unlikely to make much of a difference to the people outside the door. You know, you and I, we need love, joy, and hope. And each day gives us opportunities to bring a Christ-like flavor to others by our saltiness, our essence, our spirit of love. Jesus chose to use these metaphors for the people of God because the world needs active Christians. Sometimes we just need to believe that by being a positive light, the darkness of another becomes not so dark. Sometimes it is better to light one candle than to curse the darkness, as the saying goes. Be that one light. And in terms of our saltiness, let us not forget that salt can also be an irritant. Have you ever accidentally put salt on a wound? Ouch. But sometimes we must be an irritant, a prophet, and call out our friends, family members, and our leaders, and challenge them to live God's laws of love, peace, and justice. We are not called to be isolated salt shakers. We are not called to isolate as a church on this hill. If we do not reach out, how do others receive hope? Each of us counts in the ministry of Jesus. Even a pinch of salt is effective. Yet Jesus warns, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? So how did Jesus maintain his essence, his spirit, his divine life force? We hear a variety of ways in the Gospels. He would leave his friends and go off for a few minutes alone. He would take long walks. He would take naps. He went sailing. He walked on water. But at his core was his need to pray, to commune with God intimately, calling God Father, Abba, Papa. His disciples recognized the power from within Jesus, his essence, and asked Jesus to teach them the way he prayed. And Jesus responded with the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Spend time and unpack all of that prayer and say it slowly. It will help you maintain your essence. Jesus needs us to maintain our essence, our saltiness, our light to give hope to the hopeless, love to the lifeless, peace to the brokenhearted. Yet, we can lose our distinctive Christian calling to be salt and light if we as individuals and as a family church adapt too much to secular values. Secular values that are based on power, prestige, and possessions. We are called to uphold Christian values, to respect the dignity of every human being, to love our neighbors as ourselves. You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. These words are meant to be living metaphors. You are called to make a difference. And this story is one example. Once upon a time, there was an old man who used to go to the ocean to do his writing. He had a habit of walking on the beach every morning before he began his work. Early one morning, he was walking along the shore after a big storm had passed and found the vast beach littered with starfish, as far as the eye could see, stretching in both directions. Off in the distance, the old man noticed a small boy approaching. As the boy walked, he paused every so often, and as he grew closer, the man could see that he was occasionally bending down to pick up an object and throw it into the sea. The boy came closer still, and the man called out, "Good morning. May I ask what it is you are doing?" The young boy paused, looked up, and replied, "Throwing starfish into the ocean. The tide has washed them up onto the beach, and they can't return to the sea by themselves. When the sun gets high, they will die unless I throw them back into the water." The old man replied, "But there must be tens of thousands of starfish on this beach. I'm afraid you won't really be able to make much of a difference." The boy bent down, picked up yet another starfish, and threw it as far as he could into the ocean. Then he turned, smiled, and said, "It made a difference to that one. Go make a difference, one person at a time. be salt, be the light of Jesus Christ. Amen.